Five Places I Am Better Than You by Krishna's Mercy.
Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Name Dveshyosti Na Priya. Ye Bhajanti Tu Ma Bhaktya. Mayi Te Teshu Chape Aham.
Quoth, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.29.
1. In parenting.
My child is already reading. I know, she has yet to enter school. No formal training, either. I taught her. Can your child do that? Oh, she is still speaking like a baby. Don't worry. You'll get there. Eventually. Don't feel bad that my child is ahead of yours.
2. In earning money.
Yes, we are flying business class. Yes, I bought that new car and paid cash for it. It's just one of those things. I am at a time in my life where I am earning a lot of money. Don't worry. It's not that big a deal. I get it that you can barely afford to make ends meet, that you lack basic amenities in your home, but I think things should turn around for you, eventually.
3. In controlling the spouse.
Yes, I sit down for a home-cooked meal, every day. It is far superior to restaurant food. My spouse makes sure the house is clean and tidy. The children are well-behaved. Isn't every household like this? If not, then it should be. I couldn't imagine living any other way.
4. In knowledge.
How am I able to pull up this information so fast? I don't know, I read. It's not that difficult. If you are interested in the content, you will put in the necessary time. Don't worry if you don't know so much. It doesn't make that much of a difference.
5. In fitness.
You think I have lost weight? I hadn't noticed. I do exercise on a regular basis. I control the portion sizes for meals. I can run for miles in the scorching heat. The cold of winter does not bother me. Don't worry. I am sure things will turn around for you. It is probably just a phase. People go through those.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that while there may be divisions based on occupation and experience within the journey of life, the vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same. That is to say, both higher and lower are loved the same amount, in the way that the sun continues to disperse heat and light across a given region, spanning thousands of years.
Chaturvarnya maya srishtam gunkarma vibhagasha tasya kartaram apima vidya akartaram avyayam.
Quoth, according to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And, although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.13.
The four divisions of occupation are instituted by the very same Supreme Lord. He is both the creator of division and the one who looks beyond them. He institutes distinctions based on material qualities and work, guna and karma, but since the living entity is a spirit soul, jiva, these distinctions are only temporarily set. There is one exception for the case of impartiality. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, if a person views God in a friendly manner, then there is reciprocation. God returns the favor. He views that person as a friend. He is willing to go the extra mile, to intervene in certain matters, for the ultimate benefit, in the long term. How can God be equal if he views certain individuals as friends? The friendship in this case is merely taking advantage of a facility that is always there. One person stays inside, never sees the sun, and thinks that nature is shunning them. Another person goes outside on a regular basis and gets revitalized through the natural purification provided by sunlight. The sun is not partial to the second person. There is no enmity towards the first person. It's just a difference in choice. One person chooses to ignore the favor available to them, while another person takes full advantage. In the same way, I can have God as my friend if I choose to look in his direction. He is all attractive and therefore known as Krishna. He is wisdom personified, exhibited in the content of sacred texts like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is also wealth in the complete manifestation, evidenced by the abundance of resources available in the natural world. He gives so much, so why should I not turn in his direction? Why should I not be his friend? Whether I make a lot of money or not, whether the whole world hates me or approves of my lifestyle, having Krishna in my corner is a benefit that cannot be surpassed. In closing, whether a little or much to earn, why not his direction to turn? Whether knowledge scant or a lot, this opportunity one have got. To receive favor of best friend, whose glories infinitely to extend, with glancing kindly so, his support to know.